The month of Ramadan is a time when Muslims fast and focus on God. And in the town of Chino at the Bethel Hamid Mosque, it is also a time to find common ground with non-Muslims.
We as law enforcement professionals share in your same plight. Because every day on the news, you're watching the secular media tell you a story about law enforcement and policing that I'm telling you is wrong.
Just like media coverage of over-policing in the U.S., many American Muslims say news of Islamic extremists in the Middle East and elsewhere does not reflect who they are.
And it's very similar to what happened post 9/11 with what was going on with Al-Qaeda, where you had this juxtaposition. You had those who claimed to be Muslim doing the most heinous acts and proclaiming the name of Allah and the name of the Holy Prophet and doing such horrible things. And then you have a community like ours.
Theirs is a community of Ahmadiyya Muslims. Unlike most Muslims, this movement within Islam believes its Messiah arrived in the 19th century. A few years ago, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community started a campaign in the U.S. called Muslims for Loyalty.
We firmly believe that we can both be a good Muslim and a good American.
Is a way for us to reach out to the communities around the world and show that as Muslims, we're also loyal to our nation.
The imam of this community says extremists tarnish his faith.
They say they are Muslim, but according to our religion, they are not a real Muslim because that is that they have their own agenda, which they are using the name of the religion.
Some here express concern that young Muslims in other parts of the world may be recruited by extremists.
The only way to counter this negative image that may be conveyed to the young people is for our own youth to engage in setting the record straight.
This Ahmadiyya Muslim community says, for the record, their faith is one of love, loyalty, and peace. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Chino, California.